Live from the Sound of Life studios, in this corner, it's Joe Hunter with the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Get ready to ramble!
March Madness, the men's basketball tournament. We're down to what they call the Sweet 16, who will play next weekend, well, Thursday and Friday, afternoon and evening. And then you'll have the Elite Eight, and then you'll have the Final Four. All that stuff, all that will be narrowed down next weekend. But we have all the major teams still in it. With all the upsets early on, all the number one, number two, number three, number four seeds are still in it. Some of the games ended in tears. If you saw the Duke University of Central Florida, heretofore known as UCF, great program there last night. Their coach, you should know if you don't know, that Johnny Dawkins played and coached at Duke for like 16 years. I think it was 16 or 18 years. Long time. He led Duke to the Final Four, I believe, and was probably the second leading scoring player in Duke history. Father-son relationship between the coach at Duke and him, and he's coaching, Johnny Dawkins is coaching his son at UCF, whose name is Aubrey Dawkins, who played the best. He was the high scorer. It was absolutely incredible. He scored, 32 points? They missed beating Duke by the slimmest of margins. They had the last shot. It rolled around the rim. Rolled out at the buzzer. I met these three young ladies at the concert Friday night at Change Point in Poughkeepsie. They're, I'd say, college age, right? They're in their college age. Just really incredible. I thought it was really cool because they all go to the same church. It's pretty neat. So I got to give them a shout out today. I promise I'd do that. And the first one starts a little bit after 6:30, because I don't think she's up yet. So I'm going to have to wait a little bit till after that. But that's coming up. So I'll give you something to think about there. About 7 minutes away, a little over. All right. So Matthew West is headlining the Road Show when it wrapped up over the weekend. And Matthew said it was an amazing experience. He was posting his thank yous to everyone that came out and saw us on the road show. He said it was an honor to headline for the first time and to share the stage with so many other amazing artists. Incredible to see how many of you sponsor children through Compassion. I asked somebody at Compassion one time, because they're a big deal at Worship in the Adirondacks and a lot of concerts, and they sponsor them. They make ticket prices very reasonable. And I said, is this worth it for you? They said, oh, yes, absolutely. Over 1,700 children's lives have been radically changed. Individual sponsorships through Compassion. This was Matthew West posting on the road show. That's what that benefits there. And I'll share that post with you on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. And I will share a big song from Matthew West, of course. That's what it all leads up to, right? How are we doing this morning? We're going to be all in. Come on now. Happy New Year! Here we go! I know you're thinking, oh, that's right, it used to be in March. I remember something about that. The Gregorian calendar created in 1582, many countries chose not to adopt it for some time. That's because Gregory was a pope, Catholic pope. So a lot of Protestants were like, we're not going to be a part of that. Even though it made perfect sense, and he's the one that promoted it, I don't think he actually had the idea for it. If I got my history correct, which is in doubt. But that was way back. And so countries went for hundreds of years, not even on the same calendar. Forget the time zone, not even on the same calendar. But anyway, I digress. The Annunciation style dating recognized the Feast of Annunciation, March 25th, as New Year's Day. That's why today is the old New Year's Day. So some people still celebrate it in places like Russia and Switzerland. They're probably having a big festival right now about New Year's, just because people like to have big parties. So here's the thing, though. Here you can make it useful. An ode to New Year's festivities. Gather with friends and revisit your New Year's resolutions. Wow, what a nice day is on the way today. So, maybe, and Alyssa's friend Anna, are you just waking up?
I just woke up.
All right, I guess you are. give you a shout out. I met all three of them. They're buddies because they all met and are friends. They go to the Vineyard Church in Fishkill there. And we were kind of picking on maybe because she lives in Pequaya. And I said, I think Tim Hawkins made fun of your town when he was in the neighborhood a few years ago. She said, oh, I think you're right. Probably. Everybody kind of does. But they are just a great bunch. And it's kind of funny because Alyssa doesn't even get up till 9. I don't even know if I'll be here then. But anyway, no, I'll be here. It's okay. I just wanted to give you guys just a big, big shout out. Love you. It's a pleasure to meet you. Really do appreciate that. I got to tell you about a man named Carlos who wasn't sure he was going to make it to the age of 40. These friends that I met there that I'm saying, giving a shout out to, they're college age. Okay. But they are not in anything like Carlos. Carlos weighed 651 pounds. And he had a lot of health problems, as you may can imagine. He had weight loss surgery back in 2016, and he was able to maintain his healthy diet. He started dropping pounds steadily, continued walking, decided to try out for a 5K run walk in 2017. He finished in 90 minutes and found a new passion. Go figure that. Man weighed over 600 pounds, thought he wasn't going to make it to 40, now finds a new passion in 5Ks. He has completed 32 races from 8Ks to half marathons, preparing to run his first full marathon in October. That's just absolutely incredible, Carlos, and you've given very much hope to people like me. I think maybe I can lose that 20 pounds I was going to lose.
Stop it!
Good thing, right?
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
I recently got back from like a month vacation with my family. We were in Europe. And my wife remarked about how less I was on my phone, which is always encouraging and a bit convicting because it makes you realize, man, maybe I'm on my phone too much at home. But I think part of it was just the time change because it was so early in the States that by the time people were awake, it was always halfway through the day. And I'd been present with my family. I'd been still. And I realized there's some things that haven't changed in the church. There's some things that haven't changed in terms of the challenges we face as Christians and the way that our faith intersects with the world that we live in. But one thing that has changed is we are increasingly less and less capable of being still. And the world has become more and more focused on productivity and doing so much that you might almost say that we should not call ourselves human beings anymore. We should just call ourselves human doings. Because we tend to define ourselves so much by whatever it is that we're doing in the moment and not necessarily how we're being. And I think that in life, it's a struggle to be, and you gotta fight for it. You gotta fight for being present with your family. You gotta fight for being a good husband. You gotta fight for being a father. You know, people fight for the job they have or the education they want or the rights they want. More and more ever now, we live in an age when everybody's fighting for something, some sort of cause. And so then the idea that to achieve that, you'd actually need to do the exact opposite feels entirely counterintuitive and counterproductive. Yet when it comes to faith, more and more I'm realizing that's what you have to do. Over and over again in the Old Testament, you see stories where God tells people, go stand over there and wait. And I'm going to go do this for you. In Exodus, you know, it says, the Lord your God will fight for you. You need only to be still. And yet sometimes we think when it comes to faith that it's our job to defend it. It's our job to sort of uphold it. It's our job to protect it from the corruption of the world. And realizing more and more that it's actually Jesus' job to be faithful in me and to sort of strengthen my heart. It's grace that strengthens me. It's not me that strengthens me. And yes, I got to make myself available to it, but God does all the heavy lifting. In reality, God cares more about my marriage than I ever could. God cares more about my kids than I ever could. And He wants those things in my life to win. God wants you to win. And so God's your defender. The things that matter to you matter infinitely more to Him. Maybe all you need to do is to be still. Maybe for the first time in a long time, you got to slow down. And that's really what this song's about. This song is, it's not about a, you know, coming from a loud sort of proclaiming place. And Lord knows I can be really loud. This song is coming from a place of stillness, from a place of, man, I've come to the end of what I can do. And so I'm going to be still. And I'm going to go stand over there. And I'm going to declare this is what God's going to do.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He talked a little, but he didn't make sense.
The Sound of Life.
Hey, welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. You've probably been hearing stories, seeing them on social media about Bibles surviving fires. It seems to be one of those things that's been happening, or disasters, you know, tornadoes, things like that. But don't do that one Bible. Don't do that. My Bible survived a fire, because if all you've got is one fire story, that two fire story person is going to parachute in and steal that story. Okay, I'm taking a joke from Brian Regan there this morning, but there's a 150-year-old Bible that recently survived a church fire in Plover, Wisconsin. It also survived a church fire 50 years ago in the same community. Wow. The pastor, Tim O'Brien, of the Springs United Methodist Church said it's a great testament to our faith that stands strong even in the midst of this fire. He's telling the newspaper that. So the building was severely damaged. The same Bible survived a church fire in the mid-1900s. It was over at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. Then the two churches merged back a few years ago in 2014, and it was in a glass case pulled out by firefighters. It looks fantastic. In fact, it looks, I'm looking at it, it looks better than my Bible.
Got that right.
Yep.
The Sound of Life.
Warming the car up, warming you up this morning. I got the music lined up, especially just for you. Warm up music for late spring. I mean, for early spring, late March. That's what it is. I was looking at on Facebook at the Hudson Valley Bridge Builders, because I know they have their, it's the spring gala coming up. It's the Camp Taconic. It was last year. I think it is this year in the first part of April. But the only thing is, I'm thinking that the deadline to register might have passed. Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
It's Sarah from Hudson Valley Bridge Builders.
Oh.
I'm calling to talk to you more about the gala that we're hosting on April 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Taconic Retreat Center.
Yes, I thought it was too late to register.
It's not too late for people to sign up. It's $40, which gets you a four-course catered meal, as well as hearing all about Hudson Valley Bridge Builders Mission Camp. And people can go to hvbridgebuilders.org to get more information, or email me, Sarah, directly at hvbridgebuilders@gmail.com. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Sarah. You are so well-spoken. Hudson Valley Bridge Builders, you know, right in the Hudson Valley, a ministry that will be very active over the summer. Kids may want to participate sometime. You want to find out all about it. Listen, do yourself a favor and check it out on Facebook or their website, hvbridgebuilders.org, which I will post on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. You'll see it in your Facebook news feed, which I'm sure you're getting ready to check here in a couple of minutes. So it's Sunday, April the 7th. It's kind of an late afternoon into early evening, 4 to 7. It's packed with a lot of great fun and stuff. I've had the food out of Camp Taconic. People flock for miles around. They're famous for that. So just want to say, Hudson Valley Bridge Builders Gala on the 7th, Sunday, 4 to 7. Got to register so it's not too late. You may want to do that. You got to do that like quick now, because you're already technically past the deadline, but you can do it. As Sarah said, if you call, just say, hey, I heard Joe talking about it on the radio. I want to register. She'll be glad to talk to you. HVBridgeBuilders.org. Look for that in your Facebook news feed from Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. The Sound of Life. Good morning, Wren Collective. Always reminding you and me to count every blessing. It is a great exercise to do. It never gets rote, I don't think, to list three things every day on a sheet of paper or a log or a journal or diary. Three things you're thankful for every day. You're like, oh, this is easy, man. You know, do that for 30 days. Three different things every day. It will change your mind. You'll be in a mode of thankfulness. Think. That's the idea. Pretty cool. I'm looking at these photographs of an crocodile. Not an alligator, a crocodile. I probably said that wrong before. crocodile in the Amazon basin. They're known as Cayman crocodiles. They look just like every other crocodile to me. But it's being bothered or tickled or something by these beautiful butterflies. Red, kind of like a monarch butterfly, a red one, a couple of yellow ones, gray ones, I think. It is the strangest thing I have ever seen in a photograph. And I thought, that's the best Instagram Photoshop I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing. But it was on this site called The Mind Unleashed. And they are... butterflies drink the tears of these Cayman crocodiles in the Amazon basin. And you're thinking, how do they know that crocodiles have tears? Number one, that the crocodile is going to let them. And why would they do that? There's this river right beside them. They do it for the salt, which is a precious electrolyte. It's for their nervous system, the butterfly's nervous system. And it's pretty hard to come by since they are so far from the ocean. And the crocodile's tears have salt in them, just like you and I do. Maybe that's why butterflies land on us sometimes when they're around. I never thought about that. Just now. Thinking off the top of my head can be very dangerous. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And it leads you to think, isn't that what is known as a symbiotic relationship? You know, sometimes you see a shark swimming along, you know, on one of those Shark Week programs, and it has these tiny little fish are like stuck to them. And those fish are basically feeding off of whatever it is that sticks to the side of the shark. I don't know. And you kind of think, hey, pal, do you know you've got got a crew there hanging on to the back of you? You know, I don't know. And this butterfly, I mean, crocodile, looks like it has an expression on its face, which is just to die for. It's absolutely incredible. So I've got to post this somehow on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page so I can share it with you. I want to. It will absolutely make your day. And it really poses the question, doesn't it? It's like, okay, if the butterflies weren't designed, how did they know to do that? You know, was it years ago and one of them looked at, hey, Bob, boy, we need some salt, man. We're a long ways from the ocean. Where are we going to get the salt? Well, we tried that crocodile over there. It's got tears coming out. Try that. I don't know. I want you to rate this piece of music on a scale of 1 to 10. If you're thinking what I'm thinking, maybe, you know, well, it sounds kind of like a kid, so I don't know. If I told you that that was done by a 6-year-old boy who was born blind, who taught himself how to play the piano, his favorite cover is Bohemian Rhapsody there, of course. He loves playing Bohemian Rhapsody, but you would probably rate it a little bit higher. He is outstanding. He can barely reach the piano keys. He's just up to there right now. It's an incredible story. Found out about some. His name is Avit Ray Manis. You would certainly consider him a piano prodigy, and he is, of course, getting more and more audiences around the world. He is stunning people. Born with an optic nerve, it's called fibroplasia, I believe. And parents were weighing in on that we have children very similar, and it may be a trend that they really can teach themselves. music. They really have an understanding of music and stuff. But I don't know if has he heard the music? He was 11 months old when he pulled himself up to the piano and started playing. It's absolutely incredible. Audiences now expect this little kid on a stool to come out with a keyboard. Hey, everyone, it's Avid. I'm right here, you know, at Ronald McDonald houses and all kinds of places like that. So it's actually really pretty cool. He is quite an inspiration, and he proves that you're really never too young to overcome an obstacle in your life. His mom says she hopes by sharing his talents to raise awareness for blind and visually impaired as well.
Oh, you've got to admit, that is pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
Good morning. Welcome. Hey, it's Tuesday, 8:34. Beautiful sunshine. In fact, I looked out the window even, and my transition glasses changed. I went to sunglasses, so wow. Kind of comes in handy there on a day like today. It really does. That is a powerful song. It's relatively new from a group called The Afters. I believe they've been in the studio, which is pretty rare. You know, most people I talk to by phone. So it's kind of neat. Well done. It's a powerful song, and it always makes me think about something that I read about very recently in the last few months anyway. And, you know, and I'll just throw a little bit of a hint out there to you, because I've got something else I got to tell you about this women's history and a woman that you probably may have heard of, but haven't heard of her during Women's History Month. Anyway. This idea that, you know, heaven is eternity, right? There's no time. We live under a constraint of time. God made the universe so that we have light, you know, light, dark, we go around the sun, all that. That's created by God. So we mark off time. And, of course, we have a time that we're here, and boom, we're not. And then we're in eternity. But eternity has no time. Now, if you start thinking about that, that means that there's a truth there that really blew my mind. I didn't think of it. I can't think of it. But I'll share it with you coming up in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to tell you that this is Women's History Month. Hashtag Women's History Month. All over television. You know, the people that are in the TV shows and stuff are talking about women who were inventors and very creative, with scientific minds, business minds. And it's great. They've invented most of the great things on the earth. They've gotten us out of trouble. You have. Thank you very much. But here's somebody that I haven't heard mentioned. Her name is Henrietta Mears, one of the 20th century's most, and I quote, influential mentors of young Christian leaders in the country. Wow, that is quite a moniker to put on somebody. Her venerable book called What the Bible Is All About is by Henrietta Mears. It has been reprinted multiple times. It became a bestseller in 1953, What the Bible Is All About. Thank you, Henrietta Mears. Wow, one of the great women in our history.
Who needs coffee when we got Cup of Joe?
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Funny song titles have been kind of a thing, and today we kind of celebrate that in the fact that today is Weird Song Titles Day. I'm not making that up, and I'm not making up the song titles. Some of them were very famous songs, you know, like A Boy Named Sue that Johnny Cash did, but probably just wrote it as a joke. He thought that's the best song I ever did. Go figure. Everybody says that. Anybody in music anywhere is being honest, saying that you never know if a song is going to be popular or not. One of my favorites under song titles is If the Phone Doesn't Ring, It's Me. Think about that while I introduce Josh Ely right here on Cup of Joe Morning Show Big Country. Welcome for Josh Ely there. He is the director of the Word of Life Lodge. Yes, and he's got to, I'm talking to him about the weekend that we have planned for you coming up in the middle of April. The Word of Life, Sound of Life, Word of Life, Getaway Weekend. Josh, are you ready for us, man?
Yeah, we are truly excited about our spring retreats, Joe, and you guys have one of them in April, and it is going to be awesome. We're really excited about hosting you all.
Thank you. It's going to be the best one. No, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. You're funny. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys the way you work with us. I really do. And a lot of people are probably wondering, like, April 12th, 13th, and 14th, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, if I'm coming to that, what is the experience going to be like?
So the experience is going to be unbelievable. Obviously, you know, we're in the beautiful Adirondack Mountains, so the surrounding areas is just, it's beautiful. Nestled right up against Scroon Lake. And so Friday when you start, you're going to get here, and man, we check in at 2 o'clock. And our first session starts with 7 o'clock, and then we jump into a bunch of games. That Friday night, we have your make-your-own Sunday bar. You know, our pool is open. You know, the beautifulness of our area is just going to be, it's going to be awesome. So it's going to start out with a bang, a lot of fun. And, you know, I know you're going to be hosting some games, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's how we're starting out on Friday.
Don't give everything away now. Okay. But I'm getting prepared. I'm getting my game show face on. Oh, don't give away too much. So I'm kind of wondering about the weather. You know, I mean, obviously, if people are traveling from near the Jersey-New York border, it'll be kind of more Adirondack kind of weather. Gently say that there may be snow on the ground.
No, I hope. Well, man, yeah, you're cursing us now. No, we.
Okay. Sorry.
Hopefully, you know, we have some good weather coming up here in the next few weeks. Now, I'm sure that some of the big mountains will still be around, but no, we're planning on fantastic weather.
All right.
You know, obviously, no swimming in the lake yet, but you know, fantastic weather for being outside hiking and just getting some fresh air.
Okay, very good. Now, Josh Wilson is coming. That is very, very exciting. That is awesome. And thank you, by the way, for working that out.
Yeah, we have Josh Wilson's concert's going to be on Saturday night. Right after dinner, and he's gonna be with us for about an hour, and you know, a time for us to just relax and just hear his awesome music, and I know he's gonna be a blessing to anybody who comes.
And that's at the lodge.
That's at the lodge.
Right.
Yeah, it's in our meeting space we call Heritage Hall, and so all are welcome to come to that.
Woo! Thank you, Josh. So it's a time to take a break from the day-to-day grind. It's April 12th, 13th, and 14th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as I said, Josh Wilson, preacher. Speaker Matt Eaches as well. What a blast it will be. So I want to invite you to check it out. You can secure your place there. We want you to do that. All the details are available through the Weekend Getaway banner on our mobile apps and at our website, of course, which is soundoflife.org. And I'm looking at this article and I'm thinking I probably should just go back to weird country music titles. I'd be safer, really, because it really opened up a firestorm. But it is kind of typical of what's going on with the climate, you know, and we're very polarized on that. Obviously, there are trends in the temperature of the Earth, it seems, over as long back as we have recorded it and have made note of it, and we can find it, you know, there are ups and downs in the overall temperature and the climate. Big hurricanes cool off the Earth tremendously, and it must have done a job because there's a major Greenland glacier that was one of the fastest shrinking ice snow masses on Earth back in 2012. A few people said it's going to grow again, it's going to come back, going to grow again. How they knew that, I have no idea. Maybe they were just guessing, but a NASA study has found that it actually is growing again. It's coming back, and they said that was kind of a surprise, you know. But then there are people, of course, people jumping all in on it, you know. Oh, this doesn't mean. So I guess the whole climate change thing really is about the Earth warming up. And some people are like really, really just, you know, almost in a hysteria. Almost like before a big snowstorm is coming, going to the store to get, you know, we've got to do something. And I just say, relax. I mean, if you believe that, as I am learning and seeing every day, that God really controls, he made and he controls and he sustains every molecule, every cell, every atom, the movements, everything that's going on. And so that is part of that. Not that we should not be good stewards. Don't get me wrong about that. Don't trash the place. I mean, that's just irresponsibility in living right there. But there will always be going back and forth like that. That's kind of the way it is. It's good news, they said, on a temporary basis. You know, but it's, you know, people are always going to be looking at changes and always coming up with ideas about what will happen and things Back in the 70s, a big headline in a big major magazine said, we're going into a new ice age. I think we're already there, it seems like, from what I understand about this morning. But most of us here in the Northeast would like a little bit of a warm-up, you know. Anyway, it's an interesting thing in the news there. Key Greenland Glacier growing again after shrinking for years. That was kind of a surprise.
Yes. Well, that was exciting.
That was.
Waking up with a cup of joe.
You're so unique. God made you for such a wonderful purpose. I tell you, I'm just thinking about that. Hey, I'm Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Man, we better warm up a little bit today. It's gonna take me till July 4th to get my toes unfrozen. Anyway, we're in the middle of Lent, which is the church term, for a season leading up to Easter, that generally is because of what Jesus did in the wilderness before his ministry started. He spent 40 days out where there was nothing in the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan. He did not eat. And so we kind of replicate that by giving up something, maybe a meal every day. Maybe it's part of a meal. Maybe it's an indulgence. The idea generally is for us to grow closer to God. I've always thought that, right? Spend the time that you would spend, say, eating your lunch that you give up during Lent in doing a Bible study. If you think about it, Jesus wasn't there to grow spiritually through his Father. No. Why was Jesus there? And it might take a look as to how we can be more like Jesus in what we do during Lent. Not too late to get involved in that. So we'll take a look at that in a little over 7 minutes. Cup of Joe Morning Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Of course, we're in the middle of the church's Lenten season. That's what it's known as. And maybe you grew up with that all the time, sacrificing a particular type of food. So maybe you do that now. Maybe it's a renewal for you. But Jesus, it is done because Jesus was in the wilderness with nothing for 40 days and tempted by Satan before he started his ministry. Why did he do it? Well, it's very interesting if you take a look at that, because we kind of replicate the time and we give up something, and usually it's so we can grow closer to God, which is all a great thing. But the reason Jesus did it was Jesus came to be a servant. He emptied himself to be a servant. He didn't use his divinity to his own advantage, as the Apostle Paul put it, but largely to walk along a lifelong path of self-sacrifice. And the reason Jesus took up the servanthood, relinquishing certain rights and privileges, was so that you and I might gain his benefits. Okay, that's very good news. Or as Bart Miller of Mercy Me says, it's the best news ever. It really is. Christ whole life was lived on behalf of others, a continuous pursuit of others' well-being. And his fast in the wilderness is a crucial example of that reality. So here's the thing. If we want to imitate his life and his fast to the degree we can, then we should consider fasting on behalf of others. See, I was taking a look at this recently, and I thought, wow, this changes the way you look at the whole season, or it could anyway. You do it for their benefit and blessing. And Isaiah actually talks about that in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 58, is not this kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. That's Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 and 7. Very awesome. So you say, well, how do I do that? That's what I was thinking. Okay, say you skip a meal. It's very simple. Say you skip lunch. Take the meal that you would have skipped, or the money for that meal, and you buy a meal for someone else. It's very simple. I just never really looked at it that way. It's like, wow, kind of turning that thing a little bit different. It was very neat. There was a very famous person and author and Christian person was recounting how her family decluttered in seven areas of their life, and it enabled them not only to focus more on God, but also give more generously to those in need. Say, if charity became an integral part of our fasting, then we would move closer to participating in the deeper meaning of Christ's life and his fast. Because he actually did it for us. He wasn't doing it for himself. So we could do it and fast for someone else. I have never looked at it that way before.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
When he came into the NBA, he was really kind of a normal guy, which is very unusual. I mean, he's 6'3", which, to tell you the truth, is pretty small. I mean, the average size of a player in the NBA is probably like 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", something like that. The average guard is 6'6". So he's already smaller than that. So his big shoe companies just weren't all that interested in him because they didn't think he was going to be, you know, he's not a LeBron James type of person. He's not a Michael Jordan. He's, you know, he's not 7 feet tall. He's not like scoring all the time and stuff. Well, at least they didn't think he would be. But of course, all that's changed now for Steph Curry. He's just incredibly popular. He did pick another shoe company, which he's still with now, which that shoe company is pretty glad they said okay. But he recently got a letter last November from a 9-year-old girl named Riley, who was really very polite. She's a basketball player, and she loves his shoes. But she said, why aren't they available in girls? She said, I went to the Under Armour site, and I don't see my favorite shoe in girls. Ooh. It was a handwritten letter. She just kind of sent it out there, kind of wondering. Well, he read it, and he did something about it. And then because he did something about it, he had to do something else because of all the money involved and things. So it turned out to be a kind of a cool story, which I will share with you coming up in a little over 8 minutes.
Inconceivable!
The Sound of Life. Good morning. The right song at the right time. All a God thing. Absolutely. Micah Tyler there. And even then, 8:33 it is. So Steph Curry now is a household name. But when he came into the NBA, he was kind of famous because he had led his little school. I think it's smaller than Marist, Davidson College down in North Carolina. They went to the Final Four, almost beat Kansas, who I think won the championship that year. But he went into the NBA. Now everybody knows who he is. But see, it's one thing when you're trying to get a shoe contract and stuff and you don't get treated with the respect that he certainly would be treated now. It's kind of interesting. Reminds me of that scene in Pretty Woman when she got all the she went to the other store. Then she went back with all the packages to the store that ignored her. And she held them and she goes, remember when you ignored me? Big mistake. But Steph Curry never did that. He never did that. He just signed with Under Armour. And so he's very popular and stuff. He's been out in the league for years, getting a lot of publicity and stuff. And last November, he got a handwritten letter from a basketball player who's 9 years old, and her name is Riley. And Riley said, I love these shoes that Under Armour has, but I don't see them in the girls section. I don't see the girls' shoes. Where is it? She was very nice. So a few, I don't know how long it time frame it was, but he ended up meeting with her. He read the letter and he ended up meeting with her, and the Curry 6 was released officially on International Women's Day. 9-year-old Riley helped design it. He got drawings of girls playing basketball, encouraging messages like girl power, be bold, you know. It's really cute. And Under Armour has announced something else as well too, because there's one side effect to all this. Money. A lot of money. And the money's coming in, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, what are we going to do now? So they created a scholarship, a $30,000 scholarship for girls who are, as far as I know, it's just around the Bay Area of San Francisco, Oakland, San Francisco, in California, that area of California, but it may release it, can check it out. But so it's really pretty cool. He said, so you have to make that decision as well when all those funds start coming in. And it was really Riley's idea, you know, and Curry just was in the right place at the right time. He knows what that's like, doesn't he? He knows what it's like to be sitting there and kind of getting ignored and not really taken seriously. He does, because that's why he went to a small school. You know, he would have gone to Duke or Carolina or maybe Virginia or some other school, maybe, you know. if they'd ask him to. I'm just saying, you know. Ooh, missed one. Missed that one. But so now he empathizes with that. It's interesting. So there's a reason, you know, like Darren Mulligan of We Are Messenger says, you can see him tonight, Norman, says, you know, maybe there's a reason that you're going through a tough time right now. God has a reason for that. So anyway, I thought it was kind of cool. So the scholarship is really cool, especially for girls, and especially the ones who want to get into what is, I can't remember, it's math and electronics and sciences, that type of field like that. But you can check it out. I'll post the story.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You'll find him a real friend in need.
The Sound of Life.
Hope you enjoyed it. Might be a little bit sleepy this morning. The Hits Deep Tour. Got it done, didn't they, at the Times Union Center? Pretty awesome. Great time there. Boy, people were, I had the great pleasure of looking at Facebook Lives all over the place. It was amazing. I could tell where you were. It's pretty cool. You know what? Every Sunday morning at 11, you hear Charles Stanley. It's part of an In Touch ministry. That's what it's called here. And Charles Stanley, did a wonderful, wonderful, either a sermon, article, or both on the promise of blessing. And the topic is, in our brokenness, God speaks to us of his great love. How in the world is being broken a blessing from God? And he's a good one to teach that. One of them is the blessing of understanding God better. As we are broken, we understand the absolutes of God, that his commandments are exact, his promises are sure, his methods and his timetable are entirely his own, and his provision is complete. Man, I can hear Charles Stanley saying it right now. It's really pretty cool. I want to give you a little update on how to keep the kids entertained. Indoor activities, which come in handy because we moved all our Saturday before Easter stuff at the church. We moved it indoors. The bounce house is inside and everything. What happened was, 1 year we had inclement weather, so we had to move everything inside, and we were like, hey, that worked out pretty neat. Now the Easter egg hunt, we do that, is still outside. So, you know, weather permitting, of course. But puppet shows are great for kids. I know you're rolling your eyes on that. You know, one thing that's neat to do, I would have never thought of this, is to ask kids to name the coldest place on earth. And then you go to the weather app, and then you find out who had the coldest place on earth, who got it right. Here's a fun thing to do, and you probably do this if you do youth group stuff. You put out a bunch of clothes and see who can get dressed the fastest. That'd be kind of fun to watch. That'd be kind of neat. Now, I don't know about having put their rollerblades on and explore the kitchen. Maybe the kitchen at the church or something. The talent show, that's something you got to work at. You know your kids about that. You can have a tie-dye party if you don't mind wrecking the place, a laundry room. You can do a try not to laugh contest. I'm always first out at that. Anyway, here's a neat thing. Create a story with your kids by each of you contributing just one word at a time. That works with anybody. That's kind of neat. Treasure hunts are always kind of neat. There's a whole article right here. I'm going to post it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page for you. Indoor activities for your kids, because still got a few days to go for indoor activities, even though the neighbor kids are getting out all bundled up and everything. But well, I remember one time the treasure hunt's good in the house, I guess, you know, but you be careful with a treasure hunt. There was a radio station in Charlotte back in the day. I think it was the 70s, I think. The station, of course, the idea is to get people to listen longer, more people to listen and listen longer. That's what they wanted. So they have a treasure, a buried treasure somewhere in the city of Charlotte, which wasn't nearly as big then as it is now. And you had to find it, and they gave clues out every so often. You know, hey, we got another clue coming up in this hour, you know, listen, all that. People were digging up the city. They said, I think the authorities, the parks in town were getting trashed because people were digging them up looking for treasure. I'm looking for that treasure for the radio station. Stop it. So they had to. So be careful with treasure.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Enough with a cup of Joe.
Why would I be talking to Josh Wilson right here on the Cup of Joe Morning Show? I refuse. No, Josh Wilson is going to be a big part of the Sound of Life Getaway Weekend. Well, he's our music at Word of Life, 12th, 13th, and 14th of April, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was talking to Josh, and one thing that I almost forgot about, this mid-30s young man who's really aged in his music, he was cooking pizza and burgers and ice cream and stuff because your wife, Josh, had the flu for like 8 days, man.
Yeah, thankfully, she is better. And, right now we are all healthy. So for those who have been praying, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Wow. But at least you got to eat cool for a while. At least not get fussed at. I don't know. I shouldn't laugh about that.
When she was sick, that was not good for our family. We missed having her. Thankful she's bounced back.
Yeah, okay. We're very thankful for that. Absolutely. And he's going to be there Saturday night. And what Josh does, and I don't know if you know this or not, but he learned to play the piano, and then he learned to play the drums, and then he learned to play the guitar, which is what he primarily plays now. But he will have all those there, and then he'll lay down a track and get it recorded and then play them all at the same time and stuff. So he said, sounds like there's a whole band there. Sounds really cool. So he'll be doing your favorites there. All part of the Sound of Life weekend getaway at Word of Life. Whoa, boy, can you say uplifting and exciting? No matter who you are, young, old, married, single, you're invited to come, no matter who you are. And by the way, Word of Life, always known for instilling the Word of God while we're having fun, while we're there. And the speaker is a pastor, Matt Eaches, there at Word of Life, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So I want you to come to the Adirondacks this spring. Maybe some big piles of leftover snow, but it'll be an awesome time. Probably have to wear a little more of a jacket than you would wear by the middle of April around your neighborhood, all right? So since it's in the southern Adirondacks, but it'll be an awesome time. Food is off the charts, and all the details and your ability to secure your place at the weekend getaway banner on our mobile apps and, of course, at our website, soundoflife.org. Somebody's got to do something. Reminds me of the Matthew West song about I'm shaking my fist at God. Why is all this stuff happening? You got to do something. And God said, I did. I created you. And that's kind of the idea of the father and son team. We are our brother's keepers. Interestingly enough, apparently they're not particularly religious, but they're certainly carrying out a biblical, not a mandate, but kind of a thought here this morning. They are watchmakers and a father-son team, watchmakers. People say, why do you do that all the time? He said, let the picture be the answer right there, because that's why I do it. It's helping out families and young guys who potentially their whole lives could have been ended. I'll tell you about what's going on. His name is Thomas Carey, and his dad, in 2012, they started an organization, an outfit called Minuteman Watches. I know you're going to want to check this out, so I'll post it. Company they created with the sole purpose of giving back to those who have served in the military. They make watches. Now, the father, fortunately, he is a Vietnam veteran. This happened to my cousin Johnny. God rest his soul. I'm telling you, his father's permanently disabled as a result of Agent Orange. But his son, Carey, has carried on the work. And during the day, he sells RVs. But in his free time, he builds and ships out watches. That must be a fascinating thing to do. Just because of the intricacy of it. It's a perfect man thing. Just to build something like that that's that cool. I think that would be neat. And especially since he doesn't take any of the money that comes in whatsoever. Doesn't pocket any of it. He gives it away. It's pretty cool. It's a really cool story there. And I will share it with you on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
That is pretty neat.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
It's the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
The Sound of Life, yeah. Agape love, I do believe, is the correct Greek term for that. There's phileo, which is brotherly love, where we get the city of Philadelphia from. I'm struggling to think. I know what it is. Parental love, right? Eros. That's love between a husband and a wife, right? And then parental love for a child, which I always forget that one. Anyway, I remember that talk, God Only Knows, for King and Country. Thank you very much, Luke and Joel. At 8:16, I went very quickly to our website, soundoflife.org. And right there on the nav bar where it says prayer, and you highlight that, of course, it's a drop down. It says prayer wall. Woo! There I am. I'm looking at the prayer wall, the same one that's right behind the studio here. That's in the, this is kind of cool. And I just wanted to pray for Christine, who is an older adult and looking for a job as a social worker. Lord, I pray for Christine right now as she's going through this. I pray for encouragement for her from others and from you. And and for peace over her as she trusts in you for her life right now, God, and sustain her. You're the great sustainer. Sustain Justine in the meantime while she's in the middle of this. And I pray in Jesus' name. You can do the same thing as well, too, right at our website. It's really cool. You can submit a prayer request or pray for others. I think it's really neat. Wayne put this together. He is awesome, and so are you, because it gives you a great opportunity. And requires very few clicks. Soundoflife.org. Click on the prayer wall right there under the prayer tab. You got it. The Sound of Life. Good morning to you, man. Get me going this morning just like you. That is the latest from Bethel Music. You know, imagine that every Sunday. Well, some of you do. I tell you, it's amazing. Raise a hallelujah. I think that group and that particular song there was the highlight of an article talking about, do you realize, probably just now, millions of Christians around the world worshiping God in praise music just like that, mainly because of those types of groups, the groups that we play here on the Sound of Life, not only in live worship, but recorded worship and that music, praising God. It's an amazing thing to think about. It really is. So that's just something that I kind of thought about right now at 8:35. Tangerines. I got to hunt them down, man. I know exactly where I'm going. They are being touted for the ability to get this delay graying hair. I guess that's the biggest health thing we got. Actually, it's a nutritionist was telling News Source that because of the vitamins in tangerines, your body can seriously benefit. Vitamin C, that's the number one. It helps the body produce more collagen. Vitamin A is what helps the hair stay hydrated by increasing the production of something I can't pronounce. And she shared that tangerines B12 can also slow the graying process, which occurs when the body lacks a vitamin, causes it to produce hydrogen peroxide. Oh, that's getting ugly. That's why I'm full of hydrogen peroxide right now. Therefore, the more B12, which is in tangerines, the less gray. So that's one of the reasons right there. But the vitamin C, the B12, vitamin A, all in that little tangerine right there.
Inconceivable!
The Sound of Life.
Everybody's all up in arms. Somebody took a photograph of his bagels that he brought to work, and they're like freaking out. I mean, really amazing. He just, I guess he's in St. Louis. And the people in St. Louis don't know any better, I guess. Or he didn't anyway. He sliced the bagels up like bread. That's right. Lay the bagel down flat and then just slice it. Slice them up. And he did that and he brought them in. I don't know if it was something new that he thought about, but it caused and just crazy internet. It's things like that. You know, we here at the Sound of Life, one time we had a few bananas out there. So we were kind of like showing bananas and which banana would you eat and not eat? Is it too ripe and all this? It started a firestorm. It's crazy. But when it comes, you know, pizza and bagels, New Yorkers have very distinct opinions about how they're made.
Any town that could dream up a hoax like this has a sense of humor that I wouldn't try to compete with. Boy.
Connect with Joe Hunter on Facebook. Go to the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. Because he really needs some friends.
The Sound of Life.
Ooh, I'm going to say. So I guess here's the thing. The next time you get one of those coughs, you just pop a piece of your favorite treat, chocolate, of course it is, and forget all that cough-suppressing effects of codeine syrup without the fuzzy-headed side effects, because chocolate, you know, we know what that side effect is. Feels good. Here's how it works. Now, there's a professor, Maurice, I'm not making this up, he's a respected authority on all things related to coughs and respiratory medicine, Alan Maurice. And he wrote in the Daily Mail, that's a British publication, that chocolate can soothe coughs better than codeine syrup by forming a sticky coating that protects the nerve endings in your throat that cause you to cough. My wife has always said to grab a little bit of a dab of peanut butter stuff, you know, when I've got one of those things going. The viscosity of the melted chocolate coating also allows cough-suppressing ingredients. Oh, naturally present in cocoa to come into contact with your ravaged throat nerves and calm them down. That makes kind of sense, according to the professor. It's good enough for the professor. I guess it's good enough for us, right? Sorry. Got this little cough right here. I need the chocolates for medicinal purposes.
We know exactly what to be done.
Thank you for your support of God's ministry. Your radio station.
I was reading about Arthur Jackson, who did a devotional out of a time when his church, back in the summer of 2015, went to the slums of Nairobi, Kenya, in a neighborhood called Mathare, I believe. And they were, it shocks you. It sobers you up, as Arthur said. They went to a school, you picture it, it's got dirt floors, rusting metal walls, wooden benches, probably got one bulb hanging up in the middle there. Very humble surroundings, you might say. But he noticed that one person stood out, a brilliant person, if you will. Her name was Brilliant. That's true. And he said it just could not have fit her better. It's interesting, isn't it, the names you give your children, their babies, when they're born. How did they know that Brilliant would grow up to be a brilliant light? She was an elementary school teacher who possessed joy and determination that matched her mission. Colorfully dressed, her appearance and the joy with which she instructed and encouraged the children was stunning. Made quite an impression on Arthur Jackson, I'll tell you that. The bright light Brilliant, her name, Brilliant, brought to her surroundings, resembles the way we, as followers of Jesus, and the Christians, as they were called in Philippi, Turkey, I guess, is where it is, isn't it? Anyway, in Philippi, were to be positioned in their world when Paul wrote to them in the first century. Against the background of a spiritually needy world, believers in the Lord Jesus were to shine, and I quote, like stars in the sky. That's what the Apostle Paul said. So our assignment hasn't changed, really, over the years. Bright lights are needed everywhere. How encouraging it is to know that through the one who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose, believers in Jesus can sparkle in ways that fit Jesus' description of those who follow him. To us, he still says, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Light up your world by reflecting the light of Jesus.
Where do I begin? The word, the worship, just the uplifting message that you guys put out every single day. I can't live without it.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's a radio announcer here, isn't he?
The Sound of Life.
Good morning to you. Just in. Breaking news. Here it is. Well, actually, it's kind of a TV show movie update because I was kind of compiling some things from Plugged In, which is a service of Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. And I don't even know where to start out, but Netflix, the good old Netflix service. Everybody's got Netflix, it seems. The land of really good and really bad. In fact, a couple of days ago, Netflix announced that they have the entire series of the animated dinosaur feature, The Land Before Time. Our family just lit up. I mean, my kids grew up on The Land Before Time. That was in the 90s, kids, you know, so... Man, it's hard to realize how far back that was, man. Really neat stuff. Really good, mild stuff. It's really cool. But then I was hearing the review of a new TV show that Netflix has out. It is an action/drama that Bob Olszewski says is aimed squarely at teens. It's called The Order. The Order. He said that is total unabated trash. He said... There's no two ways about it. The Order, he said, aimed right at teens, and it's total trash. Now, the movie that's coming out this weekend, the big movie that seems like it's a kid's movie, maybe, you know, Dumbo, which is a great Disney story. They use animation and real life in this. The techniques they use are just off the charts now. And I've seen the movie trailer, the ad, and you probably have too. The big ears, little elephant, can fly and all this stuff. He said, you know, it's got some pretty good stuff in there. said, really, the only thing is that there could be some parts, and this usually happens when you have this type of movie, I think, when it's not totally animated, although animated nowadays can be scary, too. But he said, it can be a little, it's got some little scary parts in there, just to be aware of that, all right, and know your children. What they are, I don't know. And you never know what's going to scare children or not. When I was a kid, it was the giant with the Limburger cheese. So, and I thought about that for years. I'd go figure, right? You know, it's little kids are scared of Bambi, but afraid, you know, they'll sit there and pet a 20-foot python all day long. That's just funny. But the Dumbo movie, he said, it's probably a 3.5 out of 5, which is not too bad for family friendliness. So just be aware of the little scary parts there. And, you know, so when you take your kids and, you know, your kids. I was talking a couple of songs ago about our media leader today. They show up on alphabetical order, or should I say in alphabetical order, starting in January with the A's, of course. And now we're up to the D's, and his name is Pete Doctor. You would stand in line at the grocery store, not know him from Adam. You really wouldn't. By the way, he spells his name D-O-C-T-E-R. So, but I'm sure that last name, you might as well change the spelling of his last name because it's got all kinds of who's on first implications. His middle name is Hans. He should go by Hans. The fly in the ointment, Hans. And you could actually, wonder how many people have actually said that since he is in the movie business, the animated movie business. He's one of the top people in animated movie business. His job is animator, film director, screenwriter, producer, voice actor, and chief creative officer of Pixar. Best known for directing the animated feature film Monsters, Inc. He also did Up, Inside Out. He's a key figure and collaborator at Pixar. He came up through the ranks. Absolutely incredible. He's been nominated for 8 Oscars. He's won 2 of them. He's won 5 Annie Awards. He has won Children's Film Awards. He has won Ho Chi Film Awards. I don't even know what that is. He has described himself as, and I quote, geeky kid from Minnesota who likes to draw cartoons. He's married, got a couple of kids. I don't actually know where he lives, really. I don't know exactly where his home is, but it doesn't matter, does it? No. So he is just involved in so many of those Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Bugs Life, Monsters, Inc., just to name a few, and of course, Up and stuff. Now, here's the thing I wanted to tell you. His wife is Amanda. They have a couple of kids, Nicholas and Ellie. And Ellie actually has a speaking part in Up and was an inspiration for Riley in the movie Inside Out. Anyway, he is a devout Christian, as he's known as, in the circles. And you might have guessed that I was playing him up so big because that's what I was going to say. He incorporates his personal morality into his work. He has said he does not intend to ever make a movie with an explicitly religious message. And I absolutely agree with him about the relationship between his faith and his filmmaking. He said, and I quote, I don't think people in any way, shape, or form like to be lectured to. When people go to a movie, they want to see some sort of experience or themselves on the screen. They don't come to be taught. So then in that sense, and in terms of any sort of beliefs, I don't want to feel as though I'm ever lecturing or putting an agenda forth. But if you think about the movies that he's made, I think about Up, elderly couple. He loses his wife. Just the emotions tied to that love between those, that man and that woman, and then the kid comes. And it's wrapped up in something that's so well done and funny. And it's quick, and it's sharp, and it's colorful. You know, very quick. And, of course, animated movies have been like that, I think, ever since Toy Story. The first Toy Story came out back 100 years ago, it seems like now. And my brother-in-law was saying, you got to go see this movie. And I thought, I'm not going to go to a theater to see a cartoon. Oh, I was mistaken there, wasn't I? Yeah, I did. I went to see it. And over the years, I have sat in theaters and watched Finding Nemo and different, you know, animated features is what you have to call them. And I have seen the message. I know the messages in those movies, and you can feel it. It's pretty amazing. So I think that's really pretty cool, though. So we're gonna lift Mr. Doctor up. Is it Doctor Doctor? Or it's a good thing he's not a doctor. Pete and his family, Lord bless them. Thank you for him and for being where he is. you put him in a place like this. It's so influential. One of the top media leaders as a person who loves you. May his work continue to glorify God and bring a message that you would want us to hear. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.com.